Number 74. O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat. Give answer unto me. It is number 74. Gospel of Luke, the 22 chapter, the first part, Luke 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread draw nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare as the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. follow him into the house where he enters in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room finished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for his blessing. The Lord, remember us in the evening of this work day, where it has pleased thee to bring us in this house of worship. In an hour of preparation for the Lord's Supper, which will be held the next Sabbath day, we cannot prepare ourselves. Oh, in ourselves, then 'tis hopeless. That's all that you have to confess. But Lord, look upon us. By thee is the fountain of life. And in thy light we see light. Otherwise, it's all darkness. It is all trouble. It is all unbelief. We cannot explain it all as it is in our heart. But Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou art an all-knowing God. Thou knowest the heart and the secrets within. From ourselves there is no hope and there is no expectation. But we hope to hear in this evening, if it may please thee, that way that is opened from all eternity in Christ Jesus, thy only begotten Son, in whom thou art well pleased, and that forever. that only mediator and savior and surety, the head of the church sent by the Father in this world, not to rule, but to suffer and to die, and to trod the winepress alone, and not one of the nations was with thee. And the end of it, the fulfillment of the promises given by the Father unto him, to save sinners, to restore them in communion with God, to give them back what they have lost. And we have lost everything. Oh, what a condition. When our eyes are opened for it. Then he would say, Lord, was I never born? Have I never seen daylight? Separated from thee. And that all voluntarily, is all our own guilt, our own sin. But now in that beloved Son, in that blood, in his righteousness, where he restored all that we have lost, that it may please thee to open also in this evening thy word and testimony. Thou hast done it so many, many times. If we don't know, and we are standing there helpless, then the Lord is an helper of the helpless. Gladdened our heart in this evening, and in the midst of the congregation, grant unto us that blessed spirit. That spirit that goes out from the Father and from the Son. That spirit that reproves of sin, of righteousness and of judgment, but that also glorified Christ as the way, the life and the truth. Remember us without children and grandchildren. Lord, build thy church in the darkness of the times. Uncover all that is wrong, and by nature it is all wrong, nothing else. And come in the heart of sinners to bow before thee, to confess their guilt, to bewail their iniquities. Oh, those tears that they shed, not as ground, but as a fruit of the true work of God in the soul. Reveal thyself, O Lord Jesus Christ, in the hearts of thy children. Take it as over. Gladden their heart in this evening. Strengthen him who is called in this evening to preach thy word in the midst of the congregation for 34 years. Time and again, and still not tired of us, and not send us away. Oh, give us the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and where we are filled with ourselves and with all that is wrong, that in this evening, in speaking and in hearing, that we seek the honor of thy precious name and the welfare of Zion. The sick and afflicted, we commend them at thy throne, widows, orphans, and widows, although that in bereavement and sorrow, look upon all of us in mercy. Gladden our hearts, and that with the pardoning and the remission of all our sins, and that the truth made us free, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 184. 184. Save me, O God, because the floods come in upon my soul. I sink in depths where none can stand. Deep waters over my soul. Number 184. Beloved congregation, in the way of God's providence, we are gathered in this evening in a special hour. In an hour of preparation for the Lord's Supper. And it is the commandment of Christ to do this in remembrance of him. And in that word, there is already enough declared that the whole congregation can know for whom that sacrament is instituted. Do this in remembrance of me. And that means, shall we partake the Lord's Supper, then it is necessary to know something of him for our own heart and for our own soul. And to know why that the Father has sent his only begotten Son in the world. Not for scribes and for Pharisees. No. But Christ came in this world to seek and to save sinners. And you know, the majority don't know what it means. No. The majority of the world and men that live their own life. Let us eat and drink and be merry. And at the other hand, churches full of religious people, but rich in himself. And if you ask them whether that they ever in their life came to a knowledge of sin with their heart, then they are laughing. And they would say, we have now in our days found out something else. We have a much easier way, as that old people years ago said, because in one day we lost and in one day saved. And in general, I shall not say more about it, but in general, they are running to the Lord's table. And partake that bread and take that wine. And then they are satisfied for 3 or 4 months. And so they travel to eternity. But you know better, congregation. I hope so. I hope so. But there is an generation coming up that takes it very easy. Very easy. Knowledge of sin, tears. No, we need no tears. Because we have heard and we want nothing else to hear than to believe and to accept. And that there have to take place so much? No. No. It is much easier, as they say years ago. Then they were full of doubt. And then you could even see it when they go to the Lord's table. Even when they were walking to the Lord's table. There goes sometimes step for step. I had once in my church a man that stood up. He stood quiet for a minute. He sat down again. Yeah. And a man is now delivered after several years already. A man that had the work of God in his heart. No doubt, no. And when I say to that man in the evening after service, what was the reason that you did not come Sunday this morning? And then, with trembling, that man said, when I stood up, then they say, you are an hypocrite. And if you go one step further, then you fell dead down there by your chair. And he did not come. No. The next time it was again the Lord's Supper. And then the text was, I believe. Help my unbelief. And then he was the first one that came. And he was sitting right with me there. I say, was it now possible this morning? He said, yes. I believe, help me unbelief, that I am. The same night he became sick, brought in the hospital, came never more back in the church. But before he died, and he was not singing. About the ways of the Lord. Yeah. I have that rather, people. I have rather that. Than that the people take it so easy. Because it is not so easy. No. Oh, congregation. We are nothing as hypocrites. And a sinner. The Lord have to make you a sinner. And me too. And otherwise we are not sinners. No. And what we have to learn in our life. Last week it was 34 years on Friday. That we were for the first time in your midst. 34 years. And I have not the same preaching and the same doctrine. saved by grace only. And that there come nothing in between of me and of you. Nothing. And once I did the work of the Lord, I not deny our responsibility, no. If some people here would say, over on the other side of the river, that is what I do, deny the responsibility of men, no, then you are a liar. Then you are a liar. You can be a witness of it. That we have placed it so many times before you. That the Lord had no desire in the death of a sinner. But we have to become a sinner congregation. Not here, no. But we have to become a sinner in our hearts before an holy and a righteous God. And not only once in our life, no. But we have our whole life to learn that more and more. I say yesterday in that other church in Franken, or in Wijk, what was it? Wijk. Yeah. A sinner. A poor sinner. A miserable sinner. And I thought this morning I forget of something. Oh yeah, it is all full of imperfection. We have no perfect ministers. That was only Christ. Thus we are full of infirmities. But I thought I forget of one thing. To say to the congregation there, and the fourth thing that I have to say, people, that is a condemned sinner. A sinner that condemns himself. And I cannot imagine, and I cannot believe, that the Lord nog heeft something to do with a person that's there. And people, if it is in your heart different than you are wrong. You are wrong. Entirely wrong. And what we have to preach in this evening as a preparation for the Lord's Supper. That is a one-sided work of the Lord. And that one-sided work that is explained in my text, in Luke 22, verse 15. Luke 22, verse 15. And he said unto them, with desire. I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. That is the text. I say already to you that Christ came in this world not to rule, but to suffer and to die. The Son of God, let I stay with, let's start with this evening. The Son of God, co-equal with the Father and with the Holy Ghost, was without original and without actual sin. He had never done any sin. And the sin of Adam was not imputed unto him. Not at all. That sin that was well laid upon him, and he became well sin for his people, but he was free from sin. He was never born as we were born, from a man, but the Holy Ghost came over Mary, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her, and therefore that Holy One that was born out of her, that was the Son of God. Another thing, not in the midst, not in the midst of his friends, but in the midst of his enemies, who were round about him as lions to devour him. And then he said, who convinces me of sin? And there was not one that had to say any word. They all dropped down and off. There was never any guile found in his mouth. But he came for sinners in this world. Voluntarily. Willing to trod in the winepress alone, on account that there was no man here in the world and no angels in heaven who ever could satisfy the Father in his justice. Then the Father asked, in Jeremiah 21, who would be the surety to enter, to approach before the Lord? Then there was here in this world no person that spoke up. No. Not one. And in Psalm 49, then you read that so clear, that the one brother cannot deliver the other. No. And of course there is now something else involved, people, and that is this. The text that said this evening, the desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I die. I suffer. And now the trouble with me and with you that is that we have no desire in the ways of the Lord. We have lost in paradise everything. There is nothing left and then of nothing, people, nothing. All that the Lord had given me in paradise, he created me after his own image. He gave me all the talents and gifts to serve him, to walk in his ways. But we have ruined everything. And we have by nature no desire in the ways of the Lord. We can even not think about it, congregation, with our mind. And that is now something you cannot buy, that. And there is not one man in the world that can ever give it you. And you cannot give it yourself. Nothing at all. And now we travel to eternity. Without concern about the honor of the Lord and our soul's eternal welfare. There is nothing to found in us, no. And if you now come to the point, is it now possible that you have in your life sorrow about it? By nature, no. No. New York, that shall well be filled with stores. And over the whole world, oh, you find stores. I saw it once in California when I had to preach some years ago. That I thought, oh boy, boy, doch. What a stores, what a stores, what a stores. But there is not one store where you can buy it, no. We are totally dead in trespasses and sin, congregates. And now they can well 1,000 times say you have to believe and you have to do this and do that. And we are, I emphasize that again this evening, we are rational creatures. And I will not one word take back of that. No. I believe that. That is so. But you read in Jeremiah that a leopard cannot change his spot. And even that you take soap and other materials, you stay black and you remain black. Really. But what is now the hope? And what is now the expectation for a poor, sinner Clifton? And where you come from this evening, die with desire. I have desire to eat this Passover with you before that I suffer. Christ came in this world and he was full of desire to satisfy the justice of his Father. There are two things involved, and that is in the first place congregation, that is in the first place that God be reconciled with a sinner. That's first. Keep that in your mind. And the second point, that is that a sinner shall be satisfied, be reconciled with God. I told you that more times, Sophia. Because it is no wonder that people will say that, man, that they say always the same things. For 34 years now. In that old church that started already. Rippersing. What did I say then? What I say, that the way is not with men, but that it is all dependent upon the Lord. And there is people sitting here that have heard from the early days in the church, from their father and from their mother, what is necessary. But, oh, congregation, can I move 1 foot? Can I stretch out my hands to anything The Lord he said in his word that no one can accept anything unless that it is given unto him from heaven. But then there's other people that say, boy, now is a bit calm, oh? Not so hard, not so quick. But because I bring you by Acts 16, that you have the history of that jailer. And then that jailer that fell at the feet of that Paul and Silas, what must we do to be saved? And then that Paul and that Silas, he came not with the law, but he came with the gospel. And you have hope to come with the gospel, to forget the law. Huh? Can you prove? Can you prove out the Bible that that jailer never came in contact with the law? I ask you that. No. Because he became for himself a sinner. The doors of that jail were opened and he feared that all the prisoners were gone and that he had to die. How did he come to that knowledge that he had to die? By the law. Nothing else than by the law. That man that was cut off under the law of Moses. The law is given by Moses. Grace and truth by the Lord Jesus Christ. The law is standing on the foreground. And if we are not cut off from the law, people, and we have never learned in our life that we lay under the curse of the law, if the Lord open your heart and your mind and your soul, then we see ourselves as a sinner before the Lord. And now I come to what I say so many times in your midst already. And that is this congregation that when the Lord appears in our life, then we are not happy, but then we are unhappy. On account of our sins and transgressions, that we have sinned against all the commandments of the Lord, and that we see nothing for our eyes than to go to hell. That's all that it is. And of course, then in our days, they say, oh, boy, toch. You must preach different. You must preach different. You must come with the gospel. You must encourage the people. Yeah. But who need now courage in the world? A guilty sinner that is worthy to be cast off under the justice of God. And for that sinner is the gospel a glad tidings. For a sinner become the word of God precious for the heart. And then the Lord is not in the hurry. Think that never, people. No. Think never of that. And the Spirit, when he shall come, so are the words of Christ, he shall reprove you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. What he is doing in our life, people, the Spirit, that sinner look back to the way that lays behind him. And then, let I say it only with one word this evening, then everything is black. Everything. And he realized that he had sinned against an holy and a righteous and a merciful God, because he could have lay for years in hell. And he is still in the land of living and in the day of salvation. And then it happens for in the life of such a soul that he comes under the word of God. That his father, his mother read the Bible. And that there comes an opening in their heart. That they receive an opening and a little hope and a little courage. In what respect now? That they can still be converted. But they are not converted. That means for himself. They are still unconverted. And now they can even, I shall go a step further. There can even be in our life an opening that Christ came in the world to seek and to save sinners. And that we for a while, that we rejoice in it for our own heart. But then we come in our bed in the night. And then we say, yeah, boy, yeah. You have a little hope, eh? But did you know that it is for you? That it is for you? That it is for the church? That is for the church, but is it for you? And then, of course, they are concerned, so it goes, that they ask the Lord to believe that is for him. When the Lord converts you, then the same time that you start with crying to the Lord. To confess all your wrong that you have done in the world. They do that to him. Oh yeah. Judas, he did it too. Judas Iscariot. That man that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not say, my wife have done it. And my children have done it. No. But he said when he came to that Sanhedrin with those 30 pieces of silver. And then he said, I have betrayed innocent blood. He involved no other men. And still congregation, it was a confession not with his heart. And not out of his heart. And then that people, oh, that come in a straight way. And then he say, that is your picture. That is your picture. Yeah? Oh, it is not so easy to believe people. Oh, no. What do you have heard about that many? Sometimes you read sermons from him in the church, I think. And that man that died while he was praying to the Lord. So he died. But that Watson, he had many wonderful expressions. And there is one expression of that man that he said, we can have such an opening in the gospel. Humbleness under the gospel. Some hope out of that gospel, but temporary, because tomorrow of even the same night, then there is a voice that says it is not for you. And I tell you something else. And that is this, to come well as a moment in our life, that they say inside, Now, since that you came for the first time on your knees, that you confess your wrong and your sin and your iniquities, your tears. By day and by night, how many times have you done it already? But now it comes. But then they say inside, but what did the Lord say back to you? What did now the Lord say back to you? Hey? Yeah. And then I'm stuck. They cannot deny that they have, there is an opening in their life, that they have some joy in their hearts, no. But what did the Lord say to us personally? That, of course, there's people in our days, and it was always, but, oh, there's nothing new under the sun. There's people that meet in Second Bible. Yeah. I have not heard that you made that statement. No. Explain that now to us this evening. People that meet in Second Bible. Because there is people in the church, today they have this text. Tomorrow they have that text. There are some that have a half chapter of the Bible. There is people that have an old chapter of the Bible. These are people soon in the Second Bible, because they come to the revelation of John and then, yeah, what then? Does he need another Bible? But for the poor child of God shall it be a wonder if it is once, twice, three times. Humanly speaking now, that the Lord speak to the soul. And then of course congregates in the Lord have to come back to it time and again. The Lord have to remember the people what he had spoken to them. Because it is sometimes in such a darkness. And there is so much strife. It is sometimes so dark, yeah. That they have deceived the soul for eternity. Because the Lord, he said in his word, remember now thy Creator in the days of your youth, before that evil days come. And I think we have last year, here in funeral once, that I emphasized the word now. Not tomorrow, not over a week, not over a year, no, but now thy Creator. Because every day the Lord can take us away, and then tis eternity. And then we have to die and to meet our Maker. And that people that fear with empty hands. Oh, you know what a blessing for a child of God it is, that the Lord said in his word, and I will give them that their work shall be in truth. In other words, people, the Lord have to place a stamp upon the work of his own hands in the heart and in the soul. And where it is coming from, and he said unto them with desire, I have desire to eat this the Passover with you before I suffer. We need our whole life. I cannot say it much easier this evening. We need our whole life. That for God's people that it is all this all dependent upon that desire this Christ had desire to eat this Passover with you before that I suffer. There are times in the life of the people that it is so lively. Oh, my meditation about him are sweet and precious. We can go to our bed sometime that our heart is filled with it. That we are glad that we have no desire to sleep. That we meditate upon what the Lord gave in our hearts. And there come times in our life that we rather go to sleep than to pray. And years before we have never taught that. Oh no, we taught more and more converted and more an unwise person satisfied with what we have and so welcome to have. But I shall mention that word that is maybe well good word, that the Lord stripped us out of self. Stripped us out of self, yeah. That there is nothing left of us. Paul, he wrote to the Philippians, or to the Romans, and we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. He did not say that on the way of Damascus, and then he was nothing as praying. Day and night, for 3 days he did not eat and drink, but always crying and saying to the Lord. And now sometime for months, living in a land dry and without water. They can be in the life of God's people in time. That they are glad that it is the Lord's Supper. As that they are glad that it is Sabbath day. That they can go up to the house of prayer. And there come times that we are afraid of it. That we are afraid of it. That we say, that the dominee, that's not nothing. No. But the servant of God that he come here. I am glad that maybe he's saying of something. Maybe he's saying always one word that touched my heart. So low come it, oh. So low come it in our life, people. Unbelievable, unbelievable. That they are afraid. Sometimes it cannot be that you think, if I have now the flu Sunday, then I have a reason to stay home. Dare you deny what the Lord has done? That there ever the love of God was poured out in your heart? Was there now never a time that you could say how love I the Lord? Because he had heard my prayers and my supplicates. Oh, yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, now, you must say, I believe it. Yeah, people, I believe it. If the Lord would give him an heart. And I am so dependent on it. Sometimes I think there is in the whole congregation him not one that is so hard and so indifferent as that I am. So cold, so cold. Hey? Yeah. And I tell you, congregation, the way to heaven, that is not a way forward, but that is a way backward. That we come in our totally nothingness before the Lord. Oh, that it become a wonder, that when your husband, your wife, your boy knows once read the Bible, and that there is not, that there is one word, and it's a half text, that not touched your heart. And that you say, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you. that you give no one word to me. Oh, that I realize here in sight that I not given over to the hardness of my heart. Really? And oh, Clifton, Clifton, what shall I say? The older we are, the closer that we come to hell, and the farther from heaven. Is that now your doctrine what you preach to us? Yeah. Yes, that is my doctrine that I preach you. And I am so persuaded of it. So persuaded. And I was in my life well as glad with what sometime. Oh, that I read of that beggar, that Lazarus when he died, that the angels came and that they took him in the bosom of Abraham. If that poor man had to make one step, then he never came inside. No. But carried into the bosom of Abraham. Oh, we shall not sing us in Psalter even, and then we close. Number 140. The first stanza, only the first stanza. I am evil, born in sin. Thou desirest truth within. Thou alone my Savior art. Teach thy wisdom to my heart, make me pure, thy grace bestow, wash me whiter than the snow. It is the third 140. And now, congregation, a few words. Thou desires the truth within thee. Yeah, yeah. Not here. No. Did you ever pray as a hypocrite? Did you ever struggle that they say, stop, hypocrite, stop. Soon, the Lord shall cast you away, tired of you, tired. Oh, congregation, there is nothing in me, no, nothing, nothing. But with desire, I have desired to have the Passover with you. There it is, and that is the foundation. That is it alone, congregation. Yeah. And now I will not say not some other things. Oh yeah. If the Lord gave an opening, then we could well say to tomorrow here to bring all those riddles on the pulpit. Yeah. All those riddles. But now, Peter, yeah, you know me. To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We have confessed that thou art the Son of God. dat nou drie times hij die uit krijgt. In de Hall of Caiaphas. Yeah. Drie times. I don't know the man. En yeah. Now in our days you know nothing about that people. Oh no, it is awful. Oh, what a thousands and thousands and thousands people is deceived for eternity. It is awful. And I hope that as long as this church shall be here, that you will hear nothing else than what you have heard. And what is preached unto you, I hope so. Really? And you know what that is, congregation? And I say it from the bottom of my heart. God all and man not. The desire, I have desire. To have the Passover with you. With such rebels. With such sinners. Oh, with such people. That the Lord said 40 years. I was grieved. With this generation. Is it different people? Oh, is it different? No. But I have loved you with a love eternal. And that is that one-sided work, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But to come back to that people, to that Peter, after the resurrection, oh, then Christ he examined that man. And he said, do you love me? Do you love me? Yeah. And then Christ asked him, for the third time, yeah, then he became sorrowful because it seems that Christ doubted upon his love. Yeah. And then he came between the doors, oh, between the doors. There was no more opening. But then he said, thou knowest all things. And thou knowest that I love thee. But, and I hope, congregation, take it not evil of me that I say that now. But I have first to deny Christ three times. Shall it ever come to that confession? Shall it ever come to that confession? Oh, do not say I don't know if it is true. No, did not ask that. But that is the truth, people. And it is most seldom in our lives, seldom. Oh, that is not every day that it come to such a point. No. I want that I know more English, yeah, I want. But in Holland, there is a line, was uitgeteerd, wasted away. And then the Lord son upon me from heaven, yeah. But he must first waste it away, yeah, that there is nothing left. And that I accept. That the Lord will cast me away out of his sight forever and forever. And then you must sustain people 40 years, 50 years, 60 years on the way to heaven. Yeah. And then I'll come to such a condition. Then I'll come to such a condition. We talk about that old man who just sit in the bench there this evening. In that house this afternoon. We have not talked about it. To wat een depth het kan.